Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Now it's time for a little wacky fun and noise. You will need packages of 10-inch balloons. Loosen them up by stretching the neck first before you blow them up or use a tire pump, and don't tie them. Then let the family try a few of these things. How far can a balloon go down the hall when you let it go? How high will it go? Can it fall to the clothes basket target? What happens if one puts a marble inside a balloon? Can you strap on an action figure like Luke Skywalker with masking tape? Whose balloon goes the farthest? Does anything change if the balloons are fired off outside in the cold? What happens when one squeezes the balloon neck to demonstrate how musical instruments work? Can children do a little song with it? Watch the very young children and pets so they don't chew holes and inhale the balloons when they burst. But other than that, the crazy flying balloons should be safe. Ben Franklin would be proud. Balloons help teach an important physics principle, propulsion. The opposite action of the air molecules rushing out of the balloon's entrance equals the fast movement of the balloon in the opposite direction. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.